If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
That tune is from a great CD, my favorite Christmas CD, called Louis Armstrong and Friends, What a Wonderful Christmas. This is Rick Cogan filling in for Bill and Wendy, who are out in beautiful Beverly and will be on the air from 1 to 3 today. I am with my old pal, the greatest engineer in the history of modern or old radio, Bob Ferguson, and my young, talented, smart producer, Elif Garris. When we got asked by Todd Manley and Stephanie Menendez to fill in for Bill and Wendy, Elif and I started thinking, well, we need to have guests on, because I'm not one of those people who just talks about how I feel about life and politics and all that other jazz. And Elif came up with a number of terrific ideas, and we decided on one. Who'd we decide on, Elif?
He is an artist, a singer-songwriter named Sonny Gunn.
That's not a real name. That cannot possibly be a real name.
It sounds real to me.
Well, the reason I think we both were taken by him, he wrote a song about baseball, which
yes,
we will play later in this segment, that I really, really liked. And now we've got him on the phone. Now, Sonny Gunn, you have another name too, don't you?
I sure do.
What is it?
It's Jeff.
Just Jeff, like Madonna. You're like Madonna. Jeff, tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm out here on the West Coast, Rick. I live in a little town in the Bay Area in California.
When did you, it says Elif has told me that you you sort of first performed your own music for your daughter's school, a little song called Samantha's Light, and then decided, wait a minute, this is what I want to do for a living. Is that true?
Well, you know, my music has been with me for a long time, Rick.
Sure.
You know, a long, long time, years before then, you know, back in the day, I wanted to be what was called a rock star, you know.
Who didn't? I did. I didn't even play any instrument. Everybody wanted to be a rock star. That seemed like a great life.
So, you know, what happened there is I was doing my diligence, is trying to, you know, chase music. You know, it's very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And so a time came where, you know, life changes and things happen. So I had to kind of veer away from the music for a while, by technicality, about 6 years. But in 1994, I was back in school, in college. When I was young, I went to school, was a baseball player. Then I was an athlete in a warehouse for a long time.
Mm.
And so, you know, like any career as an athlete, you know, it ends even in the warehouse if you play it, you know.
Yeah.
If you play hard.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where that went. The company sent me back to school, and I landed there, taking classes in fine and, strangely enough, performing arts. I had a counselor who, you know, suggested, hey, Jeff, why don't you think about taking this class? And that class would end up having me, you know, around people that, speaking of holidays, you know, these kids were singing Jingle Bells and White Christmas for a fundraiser that we were doing. And I suggested to my teacher, I said, you know, would you mind if I play this little song and sing, or I should say, read my little story that I wrote for my daughter? And he goes, well, let me read the story. And I said, okay. So he goes, well, you're going to have to cut it down to 2 pages, because it was a little lengthy, and the story. So I cut it down to 2 pages and sang the song, and it was pretty amazing what happened and the response that came. I was completely shocked. I was floored on the response for the little Christmas story I had written for my daughter, and and the song performance.
That's a neat story. Elif?
So what are some stories that you want to tell throughout your musical career? This is a new one with the baseball
song. And I got to tell you, and thank you, Elif, this baseball song is really great. We're going to play it during this half hour. But
great.
As Elif said, what inspired you to this, and how did you find him? This is kind of through the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Well, I
found Sonny. I received an email, sort of like a press release, and he kind of just introduced himself, and it was more so he was just sending his music out to the WGN world, and I saw it, and I clicked on the song because I'm a music geek, and so I listened to it only for a few seconds, and I was hooked right away. And you know, it's a story about Chicago. You're representing Chicago, and the Cubs represented us, and I thought it would be a nice sort of tie-up.
It is, and it's nice to talk to you too, Jeff Sonny. I love this two-name thing.
And we're back. I'm Elif Garris, Rick Kogan's producer. Don't worry, he's still here. don't worry. But we are talking to Sonny Gunn, who is this musical artist that that Rick and I discovered together, and whose song about baseball, it's called Baseball Dream, I listened to and I thought it was just beautiful, easily put. So I wanted to kind of find out what it was that, why did baseball make you, Sonny, want to write a song?
So, Elif, I'm kind of accident prone. You know, I ran into a moment where I was working with an alternate tune on the guitar, and I put this tuning together on the guitar, and then literally my first one or two strums of that tuning, it just jumped out at me, and it was the craziest thing because the words just jumped right out. I literally was able to just write the song like almost immediately. It was pretty amazing moment. I wrote the song about my love of baseball, but also how things change again in life. You know, we get to do it, but for only so long. And I wanted to also write about the love of my family in the song.
And so then, what role does Chicago play in your music overall?
So, Chicago is a place that I visited, you know, as a child more than once, and want to give thanks to an amazing family who my buddies, John and Stan, were like my brothers, and their parents were like, you know, when my mom and dad weren't there, there's my second set of parents. So a lot of love and thanks go to all of them. And my brother and I, we traveled as a, you know, youth to Chicago for, I think we spent 1 month one summer, 1 month another summer when we were young. And then as you kind of grow a little older, you know, you kind of, you know, things change. Again, life, when you're 17, you're busy. You've got lots to do.
So it reminds you of the good old days.
It really does. And I was fortunate at one of those visits to go to Wrigley Field, and I'll never forget that game and seeing the Cubs play the Astros back in the day. And those uniforms of the Astros were interesting. But really an amazing place is Wrigley Field. So that's kind of...
And it's cool that we have that iconic field in our right in our city here. It's like our neighbor. Well, Sonny, thank you so much for joining us. We want to our listeners to hear what we've been talking about this past couple of segments now. So we do want to keep in touch. How can people find your music?
They can go to iTunes and find Baseball Dream there. And my last album, Firestorm, they can find at Amazon. So, yeah, there you go. That'll do it. And Baseball Dream will also be on Amazon as well.
Okay, and you're going to hear it now with us, Rick Kogan and Elif Garris. I'm his producer. Thank you so much, Sonny.
Thank you, Elif.
Thanks, Sonny, Jeff. Yeah, take care.
Thank you, Rick.
Here's the song, and this is a real true Elif Garris discovery. It's a cool song. Here it is. It's a nice tune. Elif Garris, producer, thanks for finding it and discovering it. And the guy was, he has two names, Jeff Curry and Sonny Gunn. and you can look him up on Amazon and get a copy of that song. Very polished performer, I think. He's no kid, but he may go places. This is Rick Hogan filling in for Bill and Wendy, who are, I do not think they're drinking down at on Western Avenue in the heart of Beverly, but they're going to do a show from there from 1 to 3. Maybe I should tell you they really are drinking, and that's why they couldn't do 10 to noon. They're getting loaded and they want to do 2 hours of like drunk fest radio. They aren't. They'll be on at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned because I'm having a bunch of folks in from the first annual Chicago Podcast Festival that is running right now. We'll see how it went last night. We'll see how it's going to go tonight. And we'll see how it's going to go Saturday night, where I am part of the whole thing in a podcast called Crybabies. And I think what I'm supposed to do is, like, talk about what makes me cry. And some I don't know what makes me cry. Donald Trump makes me cry. But that's sort of old news. We'll be right back.